William Hansen is an etiquette expert. He's on the line right now. William, is it socially acceptable to do this?
Yes, of course it's acceptable to play on O's in public, but you've got to catch it.
What, are you talking hankies then? Is a hanky better than a tissue?
Handkerchiefs. Yes, and it's amazing how many people don't carry handkerchiefs nowadays. Hmm. I always carry a handkerchief, and when I take it out to blow my nose, people recoil that I could be so disgusting to carry around such a handkerchief because they all think we should be with tissues.
William, I think that you have a handkerchief with WH embroidered in the corner with a kind of maybe like italics. I imagine it's that kind of handkerchief.
Well, I can let you believe that.
I'm really surprised by that, though, because we were just saying earlier on the show that hankies, if anything, are dead gross, actually. A couple of people texting into the show saying people in their office have got hankies, and why would you want to carry it around with you?
Well, no, because, you see, I carry around a handkerchief with me absolutely every day, and I very, very rarely actually use it because I don't sneeze that often. I just don't sneeze as much as other people do. But when I do use it, that evening it goes straight into the laundry basket and it gets washed.
Well, what about the whole flu epidemic thing? They were telling us, weren't they, the government, catch it, kill it, bin it, or whatever, in that order. That doesn't apply to a hanky.
Well, we all know what happened to them, so we need not worry about that.
So William, you're saying if I'm chatting to you and I need to blow my nose and I just turn my head to the side and quickly blow my nose into a hanky, that would be okay with you?
Yes, that would be absolutely fine with me. Yes, obviously you don't want to sneeze in somebody's face. That's not very polite. Mm. But yes, just turn to the side and excuse yourself and just say, excuse me.
William, it's George. I'm absolutely disgusted with you. I thought you were a man of manners. Yeah. I cannot believe you'd blow your nose in front of someone. I bet you wouldn't, really.
Well, I don't blow my nose in front of someone. I don't do it deliberately. But if you do sneeze, I mean, sometimes sneezing is uncontrollable. Sometimes I know people that come into the light and from outdoors
ghosts.
And the sunlight, and they sneeze. Not ghosts.
Right.
And they have to. But I wouldn't, you know, if I had to blow my nose, I'm not going to obviously just stand in front of somebody and do it. I would, you know, step aside and do it, turn away.
To an anteroom.
Yes, exactly.
That's brilliant. Well, listen, William, thank you very much indeed.
Lovely, thank you very much.
So, you heard it from
William.
That's
the solution, then. Every office or every workplace needs a small cupboard area where you can go in and blow your nose.